a very beautiful story about a gang of robbers that went on a looting spree. And these people stayed at a resort. And the owner of the resort was a very devout believer. He was a very pious person, Abidin Santa. So when he seen these people dressed in the Islamic uniform, he thought to himself that these are perhaps in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meanwhile, their intention was not that. No, they were any pious people. Rather, they were robbers and they went on a looting spree. Their intention was to go and rob certain places. Since they had no place to stay, they went to the resort. And this owner that perceived them to be good and pious people gave them a wonderful time at the resort. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it has been said that in the morning, these robbers went somewhere, and after their mission had been accomplished, they had robbed certain homes or shops or whatever it may have been, dressed in an Islamic uniform, and by the physical appearance, as I mentioned, that the owner of the resort was overwhelmed and he thought to himself that these are, you know, some pious people. That owner had a paralyzed son who could not walk, and his body was totally paralyzed. When these robbers accomplished their mission, and by the time they returned back to that resort, and when they went inside, they seen that the owner's son is now walking, running around, enjoying himself as if nothing happened to him. Those robbers then spoke to the owner and said, "When we entered yesterday, we had noticed and we had seen that your son, who was paralyzed, he could not walk, he had no movement in him. Today he's running. Overnight, his health had restored, and it seems as if nothing happened to him. How is this possible?" So that owner then mentioned, "Well, kamal to aap mein hai. This is because of you pious people." Those people were looking at each another's faces, astonished and amazed, surprised by the answer given of that owner, by the owner, that what kamal and what speciality do we have? As you had said that because of us, your son has been cured. What have we done? So the owner of the resort said, "Well, when you guys entered here, I assumed you all to be very pious and devout people. And therefore, when you are left after having breakfast in the morning, Allahu Akbar, and by the time now that you all have reached, last night and today, whatever food you all had left behind after eating, Allahu Akbar, I had made my son eat that food due to this opinion of mine that you all are pious people. And whatever leftover food is there, thinking that there will be shifa and cure in this, I had fed this to my son. And the leftover water, I had massaged his body with the leftover water." Allahu Akbar. And look at the blessings of this, that now my son is walking and he is moving, he is running, he is playing as if nothing happened to him. So the credit goes to you guys, because it is because of y'all my son has gained cure. Allahu Akbar. Those robbers were astonished and amazed. They were looking at each another's faces, thinking that, "Ya Allah, you know our condition, what we are and who we are." And instantly they repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying to this person that we are not any pious people, nor we are any warriors. Rather, we are robbers and thieves. Nothing but this, and this is the fact and reality of our condition. But since today Allah Azza wa Jalla had showered his mercy upon us in this form that you have seen, that via that water and the food that you have given your son, he has gained shifa. Actually, it is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing I have done or nothing we possess to this extent that could have granted cure to your son. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying this, those robbers had then repented. Those gang of thieves had repented sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they were steadfast upon the deen and became better Muslims. The narrator of the story has then mentioned, this is the blessings of having positive thoughts about others. The owner of that resort assumed them to be pious because of how they looked. But it is the blessings and the barakah of his husn-e-zan that he had for those robbers. and thieves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the blessings of his positive thoughts. Subhanallah, that now his son has gained cure. So likewise, dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, positive thoughts brings about many, many blessings in a person's life.